There is excitement for some members of Australia's Indian community this morning, with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi set to make a public appearance at Docklands Stadium in Melbourne. 30,000 people are expected to attend, including human rights protesters, but along with a number of Indian cultural groups who will be welcoming the PM with performances like this. That's the sound of Adelaide-based Shiva Gaja Na, which is a Dihol Atasha drumming group. Anup Deshkumar is the group's leader and is on the road travelling to Melbourne for the event. Anup, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You set out from Adelaide this morning. Where are you now?
Yeah, we are at Border Town at the moment, Border Town OTR. Okay. We just reached here. Yeah, we started at around 2:30 in the morning.
Wow. Okay, that's quite a journey. What do you think about the gathering for this meeting, this rally by Narendra Modi?
Yeah, basically, I think this is like for a cultural exchange, and this is the like a right time and a good opportunity for us to showcase our culture in front of 30,000 audience
and
in Docklands Stadium.
Sorry, and tell me about the drums that you and your group will be playing.
Yeah, so basically we play like a dhol and tasha. So these kind of drums we used to play in the ancient time when the soldiers goes on the war, and just to encourage them, motivate them, these kind of instruments used to play. And also on some auspicious events, these kind of drums we play. So yeah, this is something like auspicious day for us that Mr. Narendra Modi is coming to Australia, and it's been an honor for us to perform in front of him.
As an Indian Australian, how do you see relations between the two countries now?
Yeah, it's like the relation between two countries are good. Like the Mr. Narendra Modi is a good leader, and basically, it will be like a cultural relationship between India and Australia. And also, when like the relation, apart from that cultural relation, I think it will be like a good deal between India and Australia with this outcome of this meeting. I believe so.
And there are some members of the Indian diaspora here in Australia and others who protest against the human rights record of Narendra Modi and his government. How do you see all of this coming together, these supporters and those who are very vocally opposed to Narendra Modi's government and style of operating?
Yeah, see, there are some people who oppose for this, but I'm sure like this event is going to be rock, like, because this is something the Modi is coming after so many years to Australia, and this is like, as I said, this is like a good opportunity for us to showcase our culture in front of those 30,000 people.
There's been a lot of political discussion, especially in the past few months, Anup, about multiculturalism and monoculturalism in Australia. How do you see that as someone who openly and loudly celebrates their culture?
Yeah, so basically Australia is a multicultural nation. Like, the people are migrating here from different countries, and they are just preserving their culture. So I believe it should be Australia is a multicultural nation, I believe. So as I said, with this particular event, it is good chance to, you know, showcase each and every, like, because the India is having like culture with a different states have different culture, so it's good opportunity for each state from India to showcase their culture in Australia.
Anup, safe driving on the way to Melbourne. Thank you for taking some time to speak this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much.